Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mets postgame show, the WCBS Mets Radio Network. 3-2, the Mets beat the Twins tonight here at Target Field in Minnesota. As Mets pitchers, and there were a lot of them tonight, Steven Matz and six relievers combined for only five strikeouts. But for every strikeout the Mets get this year, Mets Radio Network will make a donation to Cars for Kids charity. We're donating. You should, too. Donate your car. Vote or real estate at carsforkids.com today. Well, it's been a while. I'm rusty. It's a big deal. Medwin Diaz did finish it up at the bottom of the ninth inning. A scoreless bottom of the ninth for Diaz tonight. As the Mets held on, Nelson Cruz fouled out with the bases loaded. But there were a couple of mound visits the Mets made in that bottom of the ninth inning. At one point, when Wilson Ramos went out by himself. Another point, Phil Regan came out as well. So Steve Gels from SNY occasionally likes to ask a nuanced question to begin Mickey Callaway's post-game press conference. Tonight it was about that.
I think they're just saying, hey, you know, stay relaxed, throw the ball over the plate, execute pitches. You know, make them beat you with your best stuff. And I thought he did a good job of that. You know, he kept on pumping the fastballs, especially to the guys he's supposed to, got through it.
I think he was a little rattled by Arias coming in and working that type of at-bat down on.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of interrupting his flow. You know, he struck the first guy out, had the next guy 0-2, and then all of a sudden you have a little bit of a lull there. You know, it takes a while for them to figure out if they're going to take him out. And then, you know, this kid that came in, they're looking for ways to get him an at-bat. I bet they couldn't wait to get him up there, you know, especially in that situation. He fouled off some good pitches and worked a walk.
Even though it was dicey at the end there for him, overall as a unit, was this about the best you've seen the collective group?
Yeah, it really was. You know, to throw up five scoreless innings against that group over there, that says a lot. You know, and you knew they weren't going to make every inning easy on you, and they came back. You know, there's a lot of energy in the stadium, especially when that kid came up to bat 0-2, and they tried to do their best, but Diaz did a good job of holding him right there.
As you look to find spots to get Familia going, was that something right there where you said, okay, it's a high leverage spot, but it's one batter here for him?
Yeah, exactly. You know, that's kind of what we were looking for in that situation. You know, it makes it easier when you know that Justin Wilson can come in and pitch the seventh. You know that Lugo's kind of nailed down the eighth at this point. So you can kind of mix and match there in the middle a little bit and not worry about, okay, well, I have to get through the seventh as well. So, you know, we could bring in Familia, have Wilson ready for Castro or whoever's going to hit for Castro if he doesn't get that one batter. You know, I would have even brought him in a batter earlier against Sano if, you know, the lefty got on, and start giving him some chances, especially in high leverage situations where, you know, he doesn't have to go three outs and execute one or two pitches and he get through it.
You mentioned Castro. In that spot, was there any consideration? I know Matz was on a pitch count to giving him at least that one batter afterwards. Or was he done at 68?
You know what? I thought about it. He had about seven, eight pitches left. And then I was like, you know what, he did his job. Let's get a fresh arm in there, not put any of our bullpen guys that have, you know, haven't been throwing great in a situation where somebody's on when they come in. So I wanted Gesellman to have a fresh inning and go from there.
What was your favorite part of the
night? Four hits.
What about the catch?
That was a great catch. I like the hits.
Did you think Matz was a little rusty tonight?
You know what? I was really happy with the way he threw the ball. It's not easy to take that big of a layoff and, you know, maybe have a couple of relief outings and then come out there. And I thought he did a good job. You know, he stayed under control. He kept executing pitches, held a very good lineup, especially against left-handed pitchers at bay, and gave us a chance to win.
Matz,
Does something still seem off with Diaz? I mean, his last few, the men are getting on.
I really thought tonight he threw the ball pretty well. Like I said, he struck out the first guy, had the next guy 0-2, got a little bit of a layoff there when they were switching hitters. And then, you know, he walked that guy, whatever. Next guy gets a hit. He executed some really good pitch to Marwin Gonzalez, and he, you know, slaps a little ground ball. So really just the only bad pitch was the one middle to Garver that he put a good swing on and hit hard. Other than that, I thought he threw the ball pretty good.
What do you make of Porto's season overall?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's been up and down a little bit, a little more down lately. But, you know, I think you're going to look up at the end, and I think we all agree with this, and you're going to see a pretty good season on Michael Conforto. That's kind of his M.O., hopefully this kind of broke him out of his little slump that he's kind of been going through.
Have you noticed the change he's talked about his approach moving to the two-hole? Have you noticed the change in his approach?
You know, I think he's just getting more pitches to hit. You know, when you're hitting in front of, you know, the hitters he's hitting in front of, they're going to go attack you. So I think it's a good spot for him. You know, I've always kind of liked the lefty in the two-hole. Somebody, you know, the guy in front of him gets on, it opens up the hole because they have to hold him on. If he gets to second, you can hit a ground ball, get him to third. So, you know, I kind of like him there. And then he's going to get more pitches to hit in front of Alonso.
That was Mickey Callaway after the game tonight as the Mets win it 3-2. They beat the Twins. Edwin Diaz got the save. Good night for Michael Conforto with a 4-for-4 performance, including the go-ahead base hit that gave the Mets the lead in the top of the fifth inning. They would hold on to it from their bullpen through the end. And for Edwin Diaz, I need to ask Edwin about this, but once again, shying away from his slider tonight. Threw 33 pitches, 27 fastballs. We've seen him throw even fewer sliders than that recently. If it's a grip issue, it's a baseball issue, or both. But Diaz is certainly in his last three outings, all saves, thrown that fastball almost exclusively. And he did so again tonight in this 3-2 win over Minnesota. Right now we bring in Brad Heller, who is here at Target Field in place of Ed Coleman. And Brad, for this Mets team tonight, a one-run lead entering the fifth inning, all relievers in front of them. This was not a high percentage chance of them getting a win, but they were able to do it anyway.
Yeah, especially facing the number one offense in terms of home runs and a lot of other categories in the majors for what this core did coming out of the bullpen. And look, there was some luck involved too. I mean, a couple hard hit balls. Gazelman with that line drive turned into a double play, rutted Alonso. And, of course, the ninth inning situation with the bases loaded. But, hey, this bullpen, this team needed something on a positive standpoint from those guys out of the pen. And that crew gave it to him tonight.
And for the Mets, able to knock down their third consecutive victory. You know, Mickey Callaway has not shied away from the fact that he still believes a good run gets them back into it. What's the belief in the clubhouse about where they stand right now and how many games are left?
I mean, a lot of guys will tell you, look, they're taking things one game at a time. I mean, you win tonight, you try and go out and sweep this series, sweep this two-game set tomorrow and move on to San Francisco. I mean, you look at the standings, there's so many teams in front of the Mets in terms of that wild card chase. It's really, it's silly to try and do all the math and figure it out because teams are going to be beating up each other. But you know what? They won a series in Miami. They haven't done that on the road since the last time, or the first time they went to Miami in early April. A chance to win a series here and just go one game at a time. It is cliche, but that's what this team needs to do to just even think about that second wild card spot and getting back into contention. Still a long way to go, but this road trip so far has been off to a good start.
And for the Mets, able to get the win tonight 3-2 against Minnesota as they put away the Twins with a hard-fought effort from the Mets bullpen tonight. How about Michael Conforto? Four hits tonight. I know you talked to him down on the field after the game. Does he feel like his approach is starting to pay off?
Yeah, it seems like it. He's being more aggressive on the first pitch, not swinging at every first pitch, but knowing that those first pitch strikes have been coming, whether it's a fastball or a breaking ball, and trying to jump on it. But he also admitted that being in that two-hole and having Pete Alonso behind him, McNeil in front of him, he's seeing a lot more good pitches. And look, he's hitting some balls hard, but that go-ahead base hit, that little ball going the other way, wasn't even 59 miles an hour exit velocity. So that one found a hole, and I think he's been pleased. He had the home run in Miami on Saturday from that two-hole, and starting to get more good pitches and starting to do some good things with him.
All right, Brad, we'll see you in the morning.
Sounds good, Wayne.
It's over the Twins, 3-2 here tonight.